This is Optimus Prime, and you're listening to All Things Transformers.
To All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve Megatron Phillips, and joining me is...
TFG and Mike, hello!
Hello! We return...
Yes, with lots of news.
News, yes. So,
Yes?
I must say, I do plan on bringing some new features to the podcast as far as, like, little... tiny segments.
Mm-hmm.
If you're familiar with my Elkars segment on Future Imperfect,
yeah,
my Star Trek podcast, I'm going to do a Teletran files, which will be like Elkars in the future.
You know what you
mean? So I'll basically pick something from Teletran 1 and talk about it.
Yeah. You know what you need?
Cybernet Space Cube?
Hell no. Fuck that thing. Screw that. I'm sorry. Screw that thing. you need the old... I think it's on one of the DVD sets. There's a special feature where it actually does say the Teletran files. You need that audio.
I'll find it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Or I'll commission somebody. That can do like a Victor Caroli voice.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
You're listening to the Teletran files.
Yeah. So let's see what's going on.
Yeah, there was a little bit of news. Some stuff worthwhile. Some of it was Transformer film related, which I'll jump down that rabbit hole soon, but there was a couple of good toy things that popped up at Tokyo Toy Show.
Mm-hmm.
One of them showing the next masterpiece, which is in the Beast Wars line, which is Cheetor.
Yes, Cheetor, an actual Cheetor.
Which I'm kind of excited about because they've never had a show-accurate Cheetor ever.
Yeah. They tried several times, but...
Well, the thing is I think the first one that came out, the original one, is about the closest they've ever gotten. And I think every version since has not really held a candle to it.
Yeah.
The thing I like about this one, though, is the fact that it's got the two removable heads in Beast and Bot mode. And it appears, based on the figure... Now, mind you, this would be an easy repaint for them if they did... Tigatron. Just a slight remold on the head and a complete repaint. And, you know, obviously the Beast mode would have to be bulked up a little bit more. But
yeah.
But the robot mode would be the same figure, basically. And the nice part about this thing is it looks like the Beast head that's on the chest isn't actually the head. And what I mean by this is it doesn't look like it's the head that's...
The robot head.
The robot. Well, it doesn't look like it's on the Beast head that's on the chest. Doesn't look like the one that's in the Beast form. It almost kind of looks like it's on inside anyway, but unless they make the head fold out and look that way.
So you're saying he's going to have three heads. A Beast head, a chest head, and a head.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense to anybody.
He likes head.
I thought we were keeping shows clean these days. Damn it.
Yeah, that's about as filthy as it goes.
Yeah.
Anyways, the universe figure I was thinking about getting, but like looking at it, it looks terrible. By comparison, it doesn't even have the same weapons, and the feet are just horrid. Because, like I said, the original figure is still probably the best one up until this. I'm hoping, in just based on the fact that Primal's a leader, and the fact that Primal's going to be bigger.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that because he's 130, I'm hoping that these lower tier sized beast figures are like the 89.
Yeah, that would be good.
The only thing is like with them just coming out with the 30th anniversary and coming out with the show accurate Rhinox, Rat Trap, Waspinator, and then a couple years prior they had a Dinobot figure that came out, and I have all of them. I don't see a reason if they ever came out with masterpieces of those of ever getting them, based on their how show accurate they are.
Yeah. It would have to be something like the 50th anniversary or something to, you know.
Well, I don't even know about that. Like, I'm looking at my Rat Trap that's on the wall, and my Dinobot.
You have a rat and a dinosaur on the wall.
Well, yeah, I have them in their package.
I know.
But I just couldn't see getting. Now, mind you, I'd probably open them if I got the entire like original beast set of these figures. What I'm really looking forward to are the Predacons, because the Predacons have never been done right. Not one of them has been done right.
Yep.
The Maximals have been done pretty decent, like at least pretty close to show accurate in most of their figures. It's the Predacons that seem to be the problem. Tarantulas is like notorious for having a horrible beast and robot. And other than his transmetal form, and then Megatron has never really had a good form either. So I'm really looking forward to like a masterpiece Megatron, and like once they start hitting transmetals.
Oh yeah.
I'm looking forward to those. But
yeah, I'm looking forward to see the actual design. Like, right now for the Cheetor, we only have, like, the resin images. We don't have an actual full-color image of... Because they're not... It's not ready yet, but...
No, but about... I'm suspecting about February of next year...
Yeah.
We'll see colored pictures, because that's about what happened with Primal, is in June we saw prototype of the beast form.
Right.
Now, in October, we saw... the full prototypes like this, so I'm suspecting that we'll either see something in October or we'll see something in like January, February time of the completed figure.
Right. Yeah, that could be. Let's see.
But yeah, I'm really looking forward to this masterpiece. And then on top of that, we have They have the Legend Super Genrai leaked figure, which is kind of shown up. It's basically Power Master Optimus Prime.
Yeah.
His trailer, like it's got a pretty accurate to the animation models of Masterpiece or Power Master Prime.
Mm-hmm.
Looks very, very nice.
Is it gonna come with like a 5-inch Tommy?
It's a Takara Tomy Transformers Legends Super Genrai. It's the Titans Return Power Master Optimus Prime from Hasbro.
Right, I understand that. But
it says that it features new and additional tooling from the Hasbro version, which started off as an extensive retool of Generations leader Ultra Magnus.
Right.
Whatever that is. It says a Takara Tomy version swaps out the cab newly retooled for the Hasbro release with a new cab that is a bit more reminiscent of the original.
Mm-hmm.
Power Master Optimus Prime. It doesn't really say too much about like the size or what it is. But it says it's got a new chest piece, new tooling on the waist, new feet, new forearms, a new handheld gun. Yeah, they haven't really revealed anything other than what's shown up at the Tokyo Toy Show.
Yeah. No, I was talking about the kid on the show, on the cartoon, Tommy.
I know nothing of that.
Come with one of those.
maybe painted on the bottom of his heel. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited for that. I mean, I probably won't get it, but still kind of excited for it. I am excited for the Titans Return Scourge.
Right.
Because he's pretty close to show accurate.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have a Galvatron, which is tempting. But the Legend Scourge is really tempting for me, only for the fact that I have voiced Scourge before in Transformers Headmasters. So, to me, that's a lot nicer than that titanium figure that I had.
Yeah.
At one point. And it looks a lot nicer. Plus, he's a Target Master. Or a Headmaster or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Headmasters.
Well, the Decepticons started out as Target Masters, then they became Headmasters. So they ended up
not
being both, but yeah. Let's see here. I know it's not on here, but and it has nothing to do with the movie stuff, but I've been checking up on some comic info, and IDW this September will launch a 5-week event called Revolution. They are basically bringing Mask, Mobile Armored Strike Command, back into the fold. It's going to get an all-new series, but the 5-week Revolution event will pull in G.I. Joe, Transformers, ROM, Action Man, all this stuff, and it looks like it's going to be a really cool event to see all these Hasbro properties combine in this comic series. So that's coming from IDW. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Did you see the... well, yeah, you did see it. Sometimes I love people on YouTube that do stuff that is just so silly. Because recently I saw a video that someone pasted all the Bay staff people on the Transformers the Movie scene characters. Basically making Michael Bay be Megatron, so Megatron essentially kills Hot Rod or whatever. Not Hot Rod, but he kills Optimus. So Michael Bay essentially kills Optimus. It's hilarious.
So he actually did murder our childhood.
Yes, pretty much, yeah. We're never not going to do that joke, folks. Sorry. Regardless of how big the Bay films have gotten, regardless of how much exposure and awesomeness it's brought to the brand, it's still... It's never going to... Michael Bay raped my childhood like Starscream rapes giant metal bugs is never going to get old.
Where did that even come from?
There is a... Okay, so was Michael Williams...
Because, like, it's been so long, I've lost the
Okay,
reference.
So the quote is, Michael Bay raped my childhood like Starscream rapes giant metal bugs. There's an episode of G1 where they go to some Incan temple and there's this... bug beetle looking thing, and Starscream is standing right up to it, and it looks like he's humping the bug. Yeah. Anyway, so let's see what else. Movie stuff.
Yeah, so Barricade is returning.
Yay, Barricade. I always like Barricade. Are you eBay username ladiesman2217?
Yeah. I'm surprised you still remember that.
It's the only thing I remember from Barricade, honestly, other than his cool police car look. It's like...
it's the only thing you ever said.
I know. What was the... it wasn't Protect and Serve. It was... What the hell was... Oh, God.
To Punish and Enslave.
Punish and... Yeah, there you go. Punish and Enslave on his bumpers, yeah.
I saw that at TFCon one year. That truck, that car.
Very cool.
It was funny, but yeah, it's nice to have that reference finally of what that came from.
Yes.
We
should punish and enslave all the ATTF listeners to donating to us to keep the show going.
It just sounds wrong.
I know, right?
And slave. I don't even know if I want to touch that conversation, but it's got some bad.
Make
movie
them watch. Make them watch Raid 2001 over and over and over on repeat until their eyes bleed out and they give us all their money.
Truthfully, I'd rather watch that than some of these Bayverse films.
God.
Because at least it was knowingly a comedy of itself.
Yeah.
This tries too hard.
Yeah.
So anyways, with the new movie, the latest scoop and details, yeah, they've had quite a few casting things. Yeah, they're talking about bringing back Josh Duhamel and Tyrese, but and obviously Megatron's going to return, who looks like, and I made this comment on Twitter, he looks like the Predator.
Yeah.
I did a face comparison of the new Megatron
to Predator.
With Predator next to him.
It's and, the same friggin' thing.
It's the same face.
Yeah.
Because they've got that little tusk thing going on the front. It's the Predator with, you know, his little...
Yeah.
Mouth.
Stop it.
You hate that.
Don't do that, friggin' do that.
It's like Rampage mouth.
Rampage.
It's Hannibal Lecter, you know.
Damn it.
Feast upon your own twisted spark. So... It just, yeah, it sounds horrible. Oh, yes. I will destroy them. They should just hire me to do voices on the movie. Then they wanted these weird-looking characters. Because I would throw these designs in the garbage and say, hey, call up IDW, someone who actually knows how to draw Transformers.
Yeah.
You know, they look like their classic counterparts with metallic, you know, and machine elements to them.
Yeah.
So it's like an amalgamation of the two without looking like giant hunks of metal with paint splashed on them.
Yeah.
So anyways, they're saying that yeah, they're going to have Mark Wahlberg back, obviously. He's not going to have his retarded daughter and boyfriend that was there strictly to say that he had sex with her. And then Anthony Hopkins is obviously in this movie. And they're saying that
Speaking of Hannibal Lecter,
if he doesn't go in the movie, that's gonna be a travesty.
No, if he doesn't go hello, Clarice.
He's probably gonna be playing Merlin.
God. Stop it. No, you're giving them ideas.
They already have the ideas. Just wait for their full story. The last night will involve Optimus Prime finding his home planet Cybertron, now a dead planet, which he comes to find he was responsible for killing. Which, they're just pulling from the back pocket now. He finds a way to bring the planet back to life, but in order to do so, he needs to find an artifact. Huh, MacGuffin. And of course, that artifact is on Earth. Of course. What is that artifact? Well, here's where things get weird. Somehow the artifact ties into Merlin, the magician of King Arthur lore. Apparently, the power of magic was given to Merlin by a Transformer. And somehow the artifact ties into this. As far as what the artifact is, we can't say. But I... Basically, they're saying it's something to do with the famed sword Excalibur.
No.
Because obviously it's in the logo. And it says...
That's why it's called The Last Knight. Oh, God.
And some of that's... speculation, but it's again, it's they're gonna have probably the effects of time travel. They're probably gonna have the fact that, you know, the Transformers visit Earth throughout the planet's existence, just like in Revenge of the Fallen. I have a feeling it's gonna be another one of those films. So they're gonna add British mythology to the narrative. obviously, Bumblebee will be there,
yes,
with a leadership role, huh? Like Transformers robots in disguise.
Mm.
Optimus is off on his own mission, also returning are Hound, Crosshairs, and Drift.
As long as they get John Goodman to voice Hound again, I'll be fine.
Oh, they are returning.
Okay.
And it says the Autobots now settled on Earth are making their home in the Badlands of South Dakota, which almost is kind of reminding me of Red.
Yeah.
And will serve as their base of operations, also returning are the Dinobots with the addition of mini Dinobots.
Oh, no.
They're trying to pull in Beast Wars, those bastards. There would be three new Transformers as well, including some with English origins, which is likely where Anthony Hopkins comes into play. One character is called the Creator, who is said to have ties to the origins of the Transformers. A Transformer with an English accent named Cogman, whose alt mode is a Aston Martin, will appear, as well as a Transformer named Squeaks, whose alt mode is a Vespa.
Okay, so let's talk about Cogman for a second. He's a Dr. Wily wannabe, right? He's a Dr. Wily villain from Mega Man, right? Right? Come on now.
Yeah.
God, Cogman. Where the hell did they come up with these names?
Michael Bay's like, hey, this sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Put it in paper.
So the thing that I want to say about...
The main villain is still Megatron, but in this time he'll be back as a jet fighter. And then,
okay, so
it's going to be total dog snot next year around my birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday to me.
Yeah. They're just continually raping your childhood. Anyway, all right, so...
Good thing I won't give them any money to watch it. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, true. So the whole last night thing and the whole tying into Merlin and the Arthurian legend, all I can think of is, folks, if you want the prequel to Transformers 5, The Last Night, go watch Richard Gere, Sean Connery, and whoever the hell else starred in the film First Night, and you'll get the prequel story to Transformers 5, The Last Night.
Ah, welcome, Megatron. Ah, yes. Who disrupts my coronation?
Coronation Starscream, this is bad sodomy.
Boo.
I'm pulling old Michael Wilson jokes out of my ass tonight.
Well, you are one. You are what you eat.
Ew.
I was waiting for that. Anyways, there was a new graphic that came out that says, no, not that kind of graphic. Transformers Cinematic Universe with a Paramount logo stamped on it. It says Transformers The Last Night, June 23rd, 2017. June 8th, 2018. It's got Bumblebee's face and it says 6 because it'll be Transformers 6. That's going to be the Bumblebee solo film.
Yeah.
Then there's Transformers 7, which is June 28th, 2019 with the Autobot logo stamped over the V. In place of Bumblebee's big head.
Yeah.
Which I thought about something funny. Bumblebee's head looks like Mega Man mixed with one of Mega Man's villains in the face. If you were to cut out the face and put in classic Bumblebee from like the IDW universe and had the outer helmet on there, he would look like Bumblebee. I've come to the conclusion their helmets aren't the problem. It's the face.
Yeah.
I knew
the helmets weren't the problem because the helmets hide the face.
It's hard to tell sometimes.
I mean, seriously, just recolor Bumblebee gray, white, and blue with a little bit of Hot Rod red in there, and there you go, R2-D2, right there.
Yeah, he might as well be. He's Captain Squeaks. I don't have a voice. They should just resurrect Casey Kasem for his voice and come back and
you're listening. That isn't a too soon joke,
but that still stings because we just hit the 1 year anniversary of Casey's passing recently. So,
hey, but he was awesome.
He was, yes.
He was Shaggy and he was Cliff Jumper.
That's right. What they need to do with the voice of Bumblebee, if they're not going to allow Mark Ryan to continue to do it sporadically, they need to hire Will Friedle. Put him on retainer because he's the voice in RID. He's been the voice since the end of TF Prime. And just have him do the damn voice. Because if they're trying to make this gigantic overall spanning universe, whether it's cinematic, whether it's animated, whether it's whatever, if they're trying to make this entire, you know, Marvel cinematic universe except for, you know, Hasbro style, get Will Friedle to voice Bumblebee in the frigging movies. Come on, people. Use your brains.
Go home. You're drunk.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Damn,
no,
just saying.
I'm saying because common sense doesn't lend itself well to film.
Yeah, I know.
The almighty dollar is what actually lends itself. Common sense doesn't matter. You can have a pile of garbage and people will go see it.
Hmm. Let's see. Pile of garbage. What was a pile of garbage last year?
I am Rekgar.
Well, yeah, there's that.
I dare to be stupid.
yeah, there's that.
Yeah, then of course there's their new video game that's floating around.
Oh, what is this? Earth Wars?
Yeah, I've heard people having problems with it as far as like downloading and having it function properly. Mm. I have not tried it myself, but that's more so because I don't play mobile phone games anymore. I refuse to download them because I don't want to take up my real estate of my phone with an app that's going to bug me with notifications 55 times a day. So I don't play those games. Plus, I just don't have time. I would rather play on a console or my PC. So,
right.
But moving on to a lighter note, for those going to TFCon Toronto this year, their guests are Frank Welker, Dan Gilvezan, Ian James Corlett, Jim Burns, Flynn Dilley, Alex Milne, Brendan Cahill, Sarah Petrie DeRocher, and James Reyes.
Yep.
Things that make me sad about it are Ian James Corlett and Jim Burns. Because I've not met them in person.
Yeah.
I have met Frank Welker. Thanks to Michael Wilson.
Yes.
And Dan Gilvezan would be cool too, don't get me wrong. The Beast Wars resonate higher with me. Yeah. Now, second to the Beast Wars cast would be G1.
Mm-hmm.
Or even TF Prime, but that's because they're the only ones I cared about.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, a lot of interesting things as far as, like, some of their conventions and some of their toys and some of the garbage with the films. Although, I think the toys are probably the biggest information popping out now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the whole comic thing that I mentioned earlier about the Revolution, because we're recording this before the embargo's up, I can't really say too much, but I've read solicitations for Transformers, formerly Robots in Disguise. It's just called Transformers now. That title, issue 57, and More Than Meets the Eye, issue 57, and it's going to be an interesting next few months for IDW's Transformers comics. So that's pretty much all I'll say there. But it is looking pretty awesome for the Transformers comics over at IDW.
I agree. I haven't read too much of their stuff. I would love to see a Beast Wars comic. I know there's not like a huge demand.
This is not a spoiler. This has already happened. They've worked in several different Beast Wars characters into the IDW comics. In the more recent last year or so, last couple of years, Waspinator was there. There was that second Windblade series that Margaret Scott did where they went to a different planet that was basically all Beast Wars type characters. So they're kind of working it into it, but they're not. There isn't a solo like mini series or like currently there isn't a solo mini series or any kind of ongoing for Beast Wars.
Which to that I say boo. I suspect the only other thing that would be newsworthy, and I can't remember if we talked about it on the last episode, so bear with me. The Transformers the Movie 1986 Remaster release.
I don't think we talked about it because at the time they had not announced it properly. Since then, Brian Ward and everybody else has come out because. Yes, it is happening. 30th anniversary, Transformers the Movie, DVD, and Blu-ray. And I do know that from looking at various things here on their website and on the image that was shared through the Transformers, the Transformers Facebook thing, the official Transformers Facebook thing, that it is happening. I do know from seeing Brian comment on several different things here that it is going to be it's going to be as good, if not better, than the 2007 release from Sony Wonder. So,
I will be getting it, but that's just because I have the other release of the movie, and I'd rather have it on Blu-ray.
Yep.
So, and it just looks cool.
Yeah.
It's the only G1 thing I can watch without it putting me to sleep, and I don't mean that to be rude to the original show. It's just because the animation's so dated, I have a hard time paying attention for very long.
I'm looking at the image on the Transformers Facebook page here. Some things just get better with age. 30 years later, the Transformers the movie is back, and it's completely remastered. Pick it up this September. And I do think it's September...
It's like 9th or 19th or something.
Yes, somewhere around. Well, no. It's probably going to be the 6th or the 13th.
13th.
Or the
13th.
Yeah.
I just had the article open. but yeah, I'm looking forward to the high definition Blu-ray remaster.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
Let's get to some feedback because we got lots of feedback.
Who's back?
The feeds are.
The feeds are back?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, we were fed.
Yes, and we were paid, too.
Yes.
Hence why they have to pay us again.
Which we appreciated, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to be humorous here, folks, because I've got some emotional issues going on in the background. But anyway, it's one of those things where I'm like, I wonder what would happen if we did 7 days of this show. Not that we're going to, but...
No, we only do them when we need to. Like when
I know.
Content. But anyways, Jason, a.k.a. Judo Trip, says, thanks for listening to your fans. As promised, whenever there's a new episode from ATTF, here will be a donation from me. Keep up the great work. You rule. He says, TFG1 Mike, dude, you were right. Austin Powers is where I got my handle
from. I figured
from.
As much.
Yep, he says, another new episode? Funge. Now I'm going past my bedtime. ATTF Origins, yes. Insert creepy Cobra Commander voice here. I would do it, except I don't want to wake up my kids.
Yeah.
He says, hey guys, no pressure, no worries from the infrequent episodes, as mentioned previously. That just makes each new one that much more anticipated and enjoyable. He says, by the way, count yourself lucky. Some TF podcasts are not always worth listening to, but as a TF fan, I listen to most. If you guys have been away from TF podcasts for a while, here's a few I recommend giving a listen to. TFYLP, which I'm not sure what that stands for. I have seen the acronym, though.
Transformers Your Little Pony, maybe? I don't know.
I have to...
Transform Your Little Pony? I don't know.
Giddy up. I'll look that up. Oh, Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure. Okay. TFTalk.net. Okay. Interesting. I've never heard of that.
I know where I, you know, Transform Your Little Pony. Transformers and My Little Pony Cross.
That was kind of my thought, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
WTF at TFW. He says, Vangelis and crew report current events in a fun, informal way, like friends chatting it up on Transformers. Unlike other podcasts, they chum it up without abusing each other or resulting to childish name-calling. That one we've done before, but it's been in, like, kidding and fun.
Yeah.
Because it's just, that's how we roll. Like, that's what we did in The Beast Unleashed.
Oh, yeah.
That was horrible, but it was highly entertaining.
It was 2009, folks. Give us a break.
2009 to 2011, I think. Yeah. But it was funny. Transformers Slag. Proto Man is always insightful, and like you guys, does not post episodes just to post, but makes each one special. Plus, he's representing Canada, eh?
You do know that we've had Proto Man on this show several times, right?
Well, I'm sure he knows.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
Yes, Proto Man is—he's an awesome dude, yes. And I've actually met him at TFCon.
So, I met him at BotCon this year. Because I went down to that Stan Bush concert here at 4th Street Live.
Oh yeah, that's right.
What'd you say?
I said, oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so I went down to the Stan Bush Vince DiCola concert at 4th Street Live here for BotCon, and all of a sudden I see this big, you know, Afro-looking hairhead coming at me. Hey, it's TFG. I'm like, oh my god, it's the goddamn Proto Man. What are you doing here?
He usually works at BotCon.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I saw him last year at Derek J. Wyatt's booth,
mm-hmm.
sitting next to him, just chilling. And I was going to go over there and say hi to him, but he was in a very long, engaged conversation. I think I waited like for 5 minutes, and I was like, I'll go and try and make my rounds back. And I never did end up seeing him again. RFC, the OG ETF podcast, a fact they regularly beat into your head only because Headmaster Don is there. As in TFYLP. Yeah. I did meet Brian from RFC and a few of the other guys last year at BotCon as well. Like, physically meet them in person. They were super cool.
Yeah.
Met them while I was hanging out with Michael Wilson and my brothers. Yeah, I'm familiar with them. I'm familiar with WTF. And then transmissions, I've been familiar with too. He says they're tight with IDW if you're into the comics, plus deep throating a Hasbro insider who gives them secret toy reveals as a regular feature. Says, sorry for the long-winded email, but blame yourself for this new episode driven rant. Hopefully another donation in the tip jar offsets the asthma-inducing read. Also, ATTF, my first iTunes review, and I'm an iPod fiend. He says, Monsterbot Memory Lane, ATTF 2.0, episode 42, The Bayverse, the guys reminiscing on their hope for the TF movies back in the day and the mess that would soon follow. Thanks, Proto Man. Michael commenting on Daniel's brief synopsis of the movies.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
Proto Man, these are his favorite moments.
Not two of the same words you should say in this sentence when it comes to, yeah.
No, he's very long-winded, but
we love
he's very informative. Yes. Very, very knowledgeable guy. Like, if you want to know anything Transformers, that is definitely the guy you want to go to.
Yeah.
It says Proto Man on Dark of the Moon thinking Prime was going to blow his head off after beating Sentinel and Megatron, and then Mach singing the Linkin Park song made him laugh. He says, I actually had this episode playing on my iPod during a marathon. It helped me get through that grueling race.
Hey, there you go. Did you win?
Yeah, that would be interesting to find out.
All things Transformers makes everyone win marathons that they run.
Or you could say, you know, ATTF causes winning.
Oh, no. No. We've had... We got to put a pin in this thing, folks, because he's done his Hannibal Lecter already, and now he's getting into Charlie Sheen. That's the last thing I need at 11 o'clock at night.
Well, it's Casey Kasem time.
Stop
and so
it!
Until we get Cliffjumper in a film,
yeah.
I'll keep reviving Cliffjumper in the podcast.
Oh.
Where's Optimus Prime when we need him?
You are just killing me over here.
Like Scoob, I'm not sure...
God. Scooby-Dooby. Did you? Okay, so this is a side note, folks, and it's all his fault, so sorry. But did you see there was a video somewhere where Scooby and Shaggy, the animated Scooby and Shaggy, basically face off against Matthew Lillard?
No.
Did you see that?
No.
I'll have to see if I can find it. I forget where it was.
If you find it, you should put it in the episode post.
Yeah, I should.
I'm gonna get. What's funny? Funny that we bring up Casey Kasem, or I bring up Casey Kasem because like that's a sore spot for you.
Well, okay, so
because he's a legend to you. To me, he was a voice actor. So and I'm familiar with his.
You're listening to the Casey Kasem Top 40 Countdown.
Which is what I heard all the time on like Sundays on the radio. Just because he was on like those, like just your classic rock or your classic, you know, your general mix of stuff. So it was, him just doing that. And then they'd throw in, you know, an anecdote and whatever. I ended up using it for my acting class, when I had that, because we had to do, and this was the first time I'd done, a performance in front of people, and you had to do it. You had to remember this, basically this monologue. And I, for the life of me, I can't remember it right now. If I were sitting in my car, I'm sure I could, because, I did most of my practicing in the car,
mm-hmm.
Because nobody could look at me and I could just look like a complete idiot in the middle of the car. And do the voice. But anyways, the monologue was like El Gallo. Can't remember anything about it. Don't even know how to spell it. it's in one of my folders somewhere, but because I saved everything. But anyways, I was trying to think of a way to do that monologue without sounding like a complete jackhole. And in the process, I was going to do the Joker voice doing it, and I was like, no, it don't fit. That came into play later. I was like, well, I could do Casey Kasem, because at the time we were recording something, and you know, I was thinking very announcery type stuff. So I was like, I could do this like Casey Kasem reading a letter on the radio. So I wouldn't have to look at any of my classmates while I was doing this, which would make it easy for me because it's no different than sitting in front of my microphone doing a podcast, because I don't have to see anybody's faces while I'm doing it, which would make me kind of nervous and put me on the spot because I'm technically an introvert. So
yeah,
when I get put in a public situation, I have a hard time emoting or doing the voices, or like when somebody puts me on the spot, I'm like, no thanks, bye.
Megatron right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, Megatron is easy. I've been doing that since I was working at McDonald's. Yeah. Like, that's my go-to. Like, everybody would call me Megatron. So that was, like, easy, because Megatron is that one voice. Joker's becoming that pretty well. But Megatron's that one voice I can talk and say anything in, and I know every inflection that Megatron will make and how he would say it.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really pathetic that I've studied the character that much, but it's also why I can do it so well.
So basically what you're saying is you've stalked David Kaye for 20 years.
I am Megatron. Yes. Being it was my very favorite voice on Beast Wars, it makes it the most simple to emulate.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I can do that voice like no other. But anyway, so I was trying to figure out a way to do it, and so I did Casey Kasem. So I'm sitting there going, there once was a blah, 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 blah. Like, and I'm just going through, like, and it was just coming off my tongue, like, easily enough. Because I was holding up a blank sheet of paper. Because obviously, they, you know, I had to show them both sides. I'm like, hey, look, empty, blank. and I'm sitting there staring at this piece of paper, and I'm doing the lines. And they're like, that was really good Casey Kasem. Because I didn't tell him who I was doing. I just went up there and did it. One other person was like, who was that you did? And I said, Casey Kasem. They're like, oh, it makes sense now. And then I ended up doing, like, it was a choice between doing Megatron or doing the Joker. And Megatron doesn't have that many monologues where he's just talking before he's interrupted.
Yeah.
And I had to hit a time limit. And so that kind of put a damper on things, because I was going to do one of his, like, nemesis or agenda type monologues. But then it gets, like, interrupted and sounds weird if it's not pieced together correctly. So I did the Joker instead. But I freaked out my class when I did the Joker. That was amazing, because they didn't know what was going on. All of a sudden, I started in on that. They're like, whoa.
Where's
And then the worst part was he made me do it like six times in a row.
Yeah.
Because either I would A, forget the line, or B, I wasn't like showing enough like physical movement with the emotion in the voice.
Yeah.
And because I don't like to do that a lot of the time. Yeah, he made me repeat it like six times. So I got extremely comfortable doing the Joker in front of that class. Had I continued in acting classes, I probably would have been super comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I've been away from it for almost a year, I have no confidence in front of a crowd anymore. Although I did do Megatron in front of Scott McNeil once, so that was kind of cool.
Did he do Rat Trap or Dinobot back to you?
Oh yeah.
Awesome.
He's that guy's awesome.
Yes, yes he is.
I have autographs from him. He's cool. I mean that's kinda some of my weird anecdotes. I don't know if there's anything else you want me to bring up or anything we should maybe ask for the next episode.
Because
I mean, I think we'll, I mean, we'll have Origins coming there. I think the next one will be like either you or I.
Well, okay, so
to start it out.
Yeah. Well, the way that the Origins are going to work is similar to how they work on the pull bag. I'm going to have to write up a series of questions. And for the first one, just like in the pull bag episode 3, way back when, 3 or 4 years ago, however the hell long it's been, we essentially ask each other the questions and answer them. So after that episode, after we do that together, I'll get whatever guest I can get for us, and we can just trade off asking the questions to that person and just have an overall good Transformers time discussion. And again, one of the reasons why I wanted to create ATTF Origins was because...
Where could we take the podcast without having to do news week to week?
Right, because I'm sorry, no offense to any of the other TF podcasts. I am... It's not just TF podcast, it's any podcast that does news. I get bored easily on news podcasts. So if you look at the history of all things Transformers, last year, was it last year or the year before? I forget which one it was when we had 2.0, when we did the 30th anniversary stuff. No, it was 2 years ago. 2 years, yeah, it's 2014 that we did the 30th.
No, it was last year.
No, it was 2014.
It was last year that we did some of it.
Yeah, the end of it, but it started in 20... Anyway, so when we did the 2014 episode, like 30 to 40 or 45 or whatever it was, the whole point with that was celebrating 30 years of Transformers. And now I'm thinking, well, people want the show. People want us to be able to do the show, want us to be able to bring our opinions. But what is the best way for us and the show to expand? And I thought being able to get people that we've podcasted with, interacted with over the years on a 30 to 40 minute episode, telling us why they got into Transformers, answering the questions that we're going to ask them, would be something a little bit more interesting than just us going through, oh, hey, the last night is filming in Hong Kong, or the last night is filming in this, or hey, this actor wants to work, you know, on this part of Transformers. So, yeah, that's... Yeah. Let's see. So I don't know who the guest is going to be next time. I'm not sure how it's going to work. Like I said, it you know, might be a few weeks before we work all that out. Let's see what else Transformers wise. Rid season? No, there's no Rid season 3 yet. It's not been announced yet if there is going to be one.
There will be one.
Yeah. Cool.
I would say this, if people have lines they'd like me to say is like Scourge or Waspinator or Megatron on the podcast, or specific character scenario situations with the characters,
mm-hmm.
I would be so willing to do it.
Your email address is?
feedback@geekcastradio.com.
So send Megatron suggestions, folks.
Or you can ask him questions.
Yeah, you just got to be really careful asking him questions because he'll give some really, really raunchy answers.
It depends on the question and the answer.
That's true.
And it depends on how much Megatron wants to answer.
And it depends on how much Energon he has drunk down his gullet.
That would be fun. Just wasted Megatron.
I
wouldn't do it, though. I don't drink, so.
Well...
I think it would be hilarious, don't get me wrong.
You could use it as, like, you know, you could substitute Kool-Aid and just put a lot of sugar in it and just, you know, I don't know, whatever.
I'll just do a bunch of hiccuping.
And... Oh, God. Megatron. No. Oh, no, that's even better. Not even Megatron. Waspinator needs Maurice LaMarche to stunt burp for him.
All you'd have to do is take it from the Animaniacs song.
I know. Oh, God.
That was just a spur-of-the-moment test. I have no idea.
Yeah, no, that works.
I can emulate things by hearing it. That's that's the weird thing with me. And then just like Krang for the TMNT thing. I was half expecting it to be on the commentaries, but
it is.
I didn't listen to the whole thing, so
it's at the well. It's
I because I don't personally listen to commentaries.
If you go so. Okay, you don't have to. I'll tell you about it off air. It is. Okay. I told you I put it in there. It's at the end.
I knew you put it in. I was just.
All right.
That's
so,
what she said.
All things Transformers Origins will be coming soon. September, we will probably have a ATTF TFG1 crossover talking about the 30th anniversary Transformers the movie release.
Definitely.
So there'll be that. What else? Yeah, Origins. That's pretty much what we got coming up, folks.
So, you can get a hold of us in the following ways. You can contact us on the voicemail line, 502-526-5821. Leave your name and the show you're leaving it for, which would be All Things Transformers. You can get a hold of us on email, feedback@geekcastradio.com. You can find us on the Twitters. At ATTF. Actually, it's not ATTF. All things TFV3. I forget sometimes because it has had. That was actually the original Predacon Empire when I just changed it.
Yeah.
At. So yes, that. Or you can get a hold of me on Twitter at SCP21 and yourself.
TFG1 Mike.
So until next time, unleash the geek in you. Don't you mean transform and roll out?
No, I think he means unleash the beast in you.
Ah, yes.
Especially that epic cloak cape thing from Beast Machines. That's what they need to do for Masterpiece. We need a Masterpiece Beast Machines Megatron.
Oh, yes. Sweet crustacean. Yes, we need that. Yes.